Hey, good morning, everybody. Today, I'm going to talk about the raid that happened. The Belgian police stopped a terrorist attack. It was impressive. I'm very happy and glad that they stopped this violence from happening in their country. What I am really not surprised about is that it was Islamic, that it had Islamic ties, or not even ties. It was Islamic. It was radical Islamic behavior. My problem is that people that are in power, representatives for our countries and democratic societies, they're saying Islam is a religion of peace. Islam contributes to society, etc. It goes on and on. But let's look at the statistics. Let's look at what is being actually said by the Quran. The Quran is actually speaking clearly about intolerance, about hatred, about killing. Do you know that one out of every 12 texts condones violence, supports violence, encourages violence? It is atrocious. And this violence is even at its best, it's non-descriptive. It's very vague. So it's left up to you to interpret as how that violence should be applied. What I'm meaning by that is, it's not definitively addressing one thing over another. What it's just clearly saying is, people disagree with Muhammad, people are against Muhammad, kill them. Hunt for the Jews, go after the Christians, kill them, kill them, kill them. And people who don't follow Muhammad, you're going to cut their fingertips off, you're going to cut their heads off. Do you understand that this is the underlying foundation of Islamic faith? Now, there's a large portion of Islamic people who are not this kind of behavior. They're not a radical kind of violent person. But the problem I have is for the 6% or the 10% who are willing to go much farther. If you think about the vast amount of people who are Muslim, and the percentage of those who are willing to do violence to support Muhammad, so they can get their virgins, so they can have their orgies in heaven. First of all, that's insane in itself. And it's just, to me, is so disgusting. And the fact that Muhammad was a pedophile and was after a young little girl named Aisha and married this little girl, and that in today's society, in Muslim countries, this happens repeatedly, where men in their 40s and 50s are marrying little kids and having sex with them. If people can't get this through their heads, that this is really sick, cultic belief system, I don't even know where to begin as to how our society can fight it if we can't label it, and if we can't address it, and if we can't deal with this illness, this sickness that's happening. Do you know that in Belgium, there is approximately, let me get the stats here, but there's approximately 300 to 350 people who've left Belgium to fight with Islamic militant groups. Not against, but with. That's a lot of people that are going into these wars against democracy. We have explosions, beheadings, shootings, killings. We have all this stuff happening all around the world. And the only thing I can say to it is that we are living close to the end times, and we are living in a time where Satan is really putting up the burners, and he's causing this hatred to just bubble over, because he loves this calamity. He loves this violence, and he loves the innocent being harmed. And that's where we're at right now. Islam is not going to stop. And we can call it radical Islam, we can call it whatever we want, but the problem is Islam is the basis for radical Islam. And it's a foundation that is fueling these people to act out what they're planning on doing. That is the problem I have with this situation. I have a problem with the foundation of Islam. It is a danger to our society, as a whole. And if we don't deal with this kind of behavior, we're going to see things change in a democracy quickly. And democracy is losing. If we don't start standing up as a country who believes in freedom, we're going to lose that freedom very quickly, people. If we don't stand up and say we don't want Sharia law in our countries, we don't want to be forced to cover our heads to allow this kinds of behavior in schools where people can bow to the Mecca, in the schools. Yet Christianity is pushed out of the schools. It's hated. It's been silenced. Gideon Bibles have been pushed out of the schools. Christianity is being silenced. And yet Islam is being brought in by the droves. It's the floodgates are open, people. And I'm not talking about hatred to Islamic people. I'm talking about we need to pray for these people. We need to let them know that Jesus Christ died for them and that they don't have to die a senseless death for something that's not even real. And that the God that we serve is a God, is a loving God. He sent his son to die for us. We don't have to earn it. It was a gift. It was given to us. And our job is to share that love, that grace, and that mercy with one another. To love your neighbor as yourself, not to kill your neighbor. This is where we're at in today's society. And I hope we can all wake up and just see that for what it is.